This interview is brought to you by WatchAndWager.com.
At WatchAndWager.com, you'll find more racing action than any other ADW in America, with a $300 sign-up bonus, along with an additional $10 deposit bonus free when you make your first deposit via ACH, WatchAndWager.com is the place to play. Plus, WatchAndWager now offers all New York tracks and is available to California residents. WatchAndWager.com, licensed, regulated, and trusted in the USA. Junior Alvarado, as I mentioned, the man who guided Moreno to victory this past Saturday in the Whitney. He is with me now on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Junior, appreciate you taking a little time.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you for having me in your program.
Oh, absolutely. No problem. Look back on that win in the Whitney. I'm going to assume that that was your strategy to say, hey, come catch me if you can.
Yeah, definitely. That was the plan. You know, that horse, you know, definitely, you know, he likes to be in the lead. Horse there, you know, he loved just, you know, being the front. And I mean, that was pretty much the plan, you know. I mean, he kind of broke a little bit. That was slow out of the gate, but I mean, we get to get him, you know, coming to the first turn in the lead. And I mean, that was pretty much, you know, he was like cruise control the whole way. And I mean, turning for home, you know, when I asked him, you know, he was there for me and give me such a great run that day.
When did you know that you had it won?
I'll say I get pretty excited around the quarter pole, you know, turning for home, you know, switching to the right, and I start asking him. He gave me right away that kick that you always wanted to get, you know, and those kind of races, you know. And after that, they're like, well, now that'll be very tough, you know, to get big, you know, just like the way that he kicked for me, like when I asked him.
You knew you had some pretty good horses behind you, like Will Take Charge, who has a good late kick. Palace Malice was going to be somewhere around, at least we thought he was going to be. And It's My Lucky Day can come running at the end. Were you ever concerned that one of those horses might come running at you through the final 16th of a mile or so?
You know, like, when I was actually by the 3-8 pole, you know, they were already, you know, like, riding, you know. I could hear, you know, the 3-8 pole, you know, like, weeping and, you know, already, like, you know, the riders were, you know, like pushing, and I'm still like kind of like look a little behind. I'm still like a little more than a lane and a half in front. So like, I mean, they're already riding, you know. I know, you know, that one of them would be coming at the end. I was expecting, you know, definitely Will Take Charge, who's the horse that have a nice strong finish all the time, you know. But I mean, like I say about the eight pole, you know, I'm look the screen in the TV, and I mean, I still see that I'm thrown like probably with three lanes in front. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome, you know. And I mean, like I said, like the way that a horse used to, was running for me at the end, you know, I knew it would be hard for any other horse, you know, to get by me.
Well, Junior, he punches his ticket to the Breeders' Cup Classic at Santa Anita on November 1st because this was a win in your in race with the Classic Series. Is he a horse that gives you the impression that he can carry that speed a mile and a quarter?
Definitely. I don't have really, you know, I'm sure he'll get the distance, you know. Like, he run, like, in the Suburban, mile and a quarter. And, I mean, we have, like, a horrible pulse, you know. We were in the outside, you know, it's like pretty much, you know, when we break, we were losing already, you know, like three, maybe four lanes just in the break, you know. And, I mean, he still, you know, did a nice run, you know. I got, and that day, you know, like, there were, like, people chasing me from the break, you know, those guys chasing me from the break, And I mean, he still won pretty great race, you know, but, you know, I still don't think, you know, like, you know, it wouldn't be a problem at all.
We were set up not too far from the winner's circle with our broadcast position Saturday afternoon, and I tweeted a picture of you coming back to the winner's circle. You leaned down, you gave Moreno a big hug on his neck, and Eric Yeo was at that time walking over to meet you. What did Eric say when he got to you? He can be pretty animated.
Yeah, no, he just say like, we did it, son, we did it. That was his first word that he said to me, you know, we did it, son. Yeah, we were working on the horse, you know, try to, you know, working in a plan to do with a horse to see, you know, to make it happen, you know. And I mean, everything, you know, worked great, and I mean, we really did it.
Junior Alvarado joining me on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Junior, you have tasted victory 993 times in your career. You're closing in on that 1,000-win milestone. Do you think about that often?
I actually wasn't thinking, like, I would say probably maybe like a week and a half ago, when actually my dad reminded me. you sent me a text, oh, you're nine. And I was like, nine to what? It's like, to 1,000. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I just like really, like, I was out of it. I wasn't, like, I have no idea at all, you know. And I mean, after that, you know, I won like 3 days ago. Then yesterday, he texted me right after I win, you know, texted me, we're eight, we're seven now. So now he's reminding me every day, you know, I can't forget it now.
Do you feel more pressure?
No, I don't, you know. I don't really, you know, like get that bother me at all. No, I don't.
You mentioned your dad. Your dad was a big influence on you becoming a jockey. He was a jockey himself, and I know that you wanted to follow in his footsteps. That relationship has to be pretty special.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I remember, you know, when I was very little, you know, going to the races, him running at me, riding and all this stuff. And I mean, now, you know, he didn't want me to be a jockey at first. You know, he was like, no, that's too small, just tough job. Yeah, you don't want to do that. But I mean, it wasn't the blood, you know, I was born with that. And I mean, now I'm sure he's like a big proud of me, you know.
You know, Robbie Davis has three kids that are riding now. They ride with you on a daily basis. And he told me it's very difficult for him to watch his kids because he knows the dangers of the sport. Can your dad watch you when you're riding?
Yeah, he does watch me, you know, and he does get nervous because, you know, he hasn't told me that yet, but, you know, I have some friend there with him when he's watching the races. So like, you have to see your dad. He gets so nervous every time in every race. It's not even like, you know, one or two races. Like, every day you're riding, you know, like, he gets so nervous in every race. So, you know, I'm sure, you know, like, you have to get nervous, you know, because it's a dangerous job, but, I mean, we love it.
Who was the biggest help to you when you were first getting started here in this country?
You know, I did, you know, get a lot of help. You know, there was a lot of people definitely, you know, that it helped me, you know. When I was in Florida first, you know, now here in New York. I mean, you know, if I mention one, you know, I have to mention definitely a lot of people that have been, like, with a, such a big help for me, you know, with me without asking them, you know. They just like offer a big help, and I mean, they always been there, you know, and like I say, it will be like, there's a lot of people that have been like helping me, supporting me through all this year.
Did you have another jockey that you looked up to as a kid outside of your dad?
Definitely, you know, I mean, I was in Venezuela, and, you know, always I had in my mind, you know, to come to the United States and, you know, try to make it to New York too. And yeah, definitely. I mean, we have Javier Castellano, Ramon Dominguez, Eibar Coa by them. You know, I was always like, I want to be like one of them, you know, like they were like, you know, the biggest jockeys, you know, when we were in Venezuela, you know, we always try to look for them here. When I got the opportunity to get here, definitely I get to meet them. And I mean, I just want to be like one of them, you know, have to be the top, like one of them, you know, like Javier, Ramon, Eibar Coa, you know, they were like the top jockeys here, you know, and that's, you know, what you want to be, you know.
What was it like when you finally got the chance to meet a guy like Jerry Bailey or even, you know, Javier and Ramon? What was that like for you the first time you met them?
Yeah, I mean, the first time, you know, I get to meet them, it was like a dream room come true, you know. I was like in shock, you know. It's a little different the way that we treat in Venezuela each other as a jockey. So here, you know, you have more, you're definitely, you know, you have more relationship with the jockeys and the jockeys and all the stuff. And I mean, I was in shock when I get to meet them. I was like, wow, Ramon, Javier, you know, all those big jockeys, big name, you know. Yeah, definitely. It was amazing, you know. I'm still, you know, talk to them. I'm still feel like, wow, incredible.
How about when you get to beat them in a race? That's got to be pretty cool.
Oh, I mean, it is, you know, definitely. It's like, you know, you have that challenge, you know, you try to beat them, you know, because, you know, it makes you feel, you know, you are getting, you know, to their level, you know. I mean, it gets pretty cool and special.
You know, I went through your resume as we were waiting for you to join me here, and I talked about you winning your first grade one with a Claire de Lune in the Beverly D, and then you go and you take the Prioress with Emma's Encore, just going through the grade ones. You win the Forgo with Strapping Groom last year, and then you guide flat out to the win in the Cigar Mile. And I said, I think that Junior Alvarado is one of the more underrated riders in the game. And when you talk about top jockeys, names like Javier come up and Johnny Velasquez, and rightfully so, but Junior Alvarado doesn't always hop into the discussion. Does that kind of bother you a little bit, or does that drive you to get even better?
Definitely something that, you know, it pushed me through, you know, it pushed me. That's something that really, you know, I look for, you know, like that, like make me, you know, try even harder, you know, and try to get, you know, the opportunities and show them, you know, that definitely, you know, I can, you know, I just need to have the horse and definitely I can be very competitive with them and, you know, and hopefully, you know, anytime sooner, you know, get at their level, like I said before.
Jackie Jr. Alvarado here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet and a true ambassador for the sport. And yeah, he's one of the top riders in the game today. Junior, can't thank you enough for taking a little time here this morning. All the best moving forward. I'll look forward to seeing you in Saratoga and safe trip, my friend.
All right. No, thank you very much for having me again. And, you know, I do appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Congrats on all your success.
Thanks.